There is another meeting taking place later this week of the Council of Europe's Roma Steering Committee. What are the points that the European Roman Travellers Forum will be making at this event in Turkey?
The European Roman Travellers Forum will put a focus on the anti-Gypsyism and the raising up of the anti-Gypsyism in the Council of Europe member states. This is not something that is new. However, we are seeing lately that there are many violent attacks against Roma, illegal returns of Roma in several member states accompanied by the stigmatization of Roma, there are extremist political parties and mainstream politicians, as well as having anti-Roma rhetorics in political discourse and so on. So we are again urging the Committee of Ministers of the Council of Europe to take a stand against the anti-Gypsyism, and of course we are pushing for recognizing the anti-Gypsyism as a specific form of racial discrimination in the Council of Europe member states.
We're close to the end of the year. When you look back at the work of the Council of Europe and other European institutions, and of course the work of national governments, do you have the sense that progress is being made towards the further inclusion of Roma people?
There were indeed a lot of activities undertaken by the Council of Europe, but at the same time by the European Union and other institutions like OSCE, OSI and so on. So the intention is definitely to include the Roma in the society. But what is the result from that is that we are still facing with a lack of political will. Meaning that there are many intentions, there is a lot of goodwill, however, there is not a political will to actually to give a light to all these activities that are undertaken. Meaning that Roma are still living on the margins, they're still facing a lot of difficulties in access to education, employment, housing, and so on and so forth. We have been trying to actually approach governments and to set up a dialogue between the communities because we believe strongly that the dialogue between the communities is one of the possible ways of overcoming the prejudices and the stereotypes that are existing between these two communities, and at the same time building the path to improve the situation and give a Roma feeling that they are part of this society, they have the same rights and the same responsibilities as the others. What also I would like to mention here is that from our contacts with the Roma community and the Roma NGOs, they're most of the time saying that the governmental programs and strategies which are created for the inclusion of Roma, somehow the Roma community do not feel that they own this strategy. So they don't have the ownership of these strategies. And that's just because the Roma community is most of the time involved only for consultation, which means to have, in a way, a dialogue with them and to see whether the community is sharing the same opinion as the governmental representatives or the experts. However, this is not enough because the Roma community should be involved in the design, in the preparation, in the implementation and in the evaluation of these programs, because this is the only way how they will also keep the Roma NGOs responsible for implementing for the implementation of these programs.
Does it frustrate you that year after year after year, you as the executive secretary of the European Roman Travellers Forum tend to say the same things in response to similar questions, that you wish to have greater dialogue, that national governments and international authorities have to recognise anti-Gypsyism as a specific form of racism, that Roma communities remain at the margin? How frustrating is it to repeat the same things year after year after year?
Well, it is very frustrating. And on the other hand, sometimes I, as you said, I feel like a broken record repeating all the time the same things. It's not only me, it's the entire Roma movement. However, we should fight for what we believe in, and we should not give up. Frustration is always here, but at the same time, this encourages us to go on and to try to establish this dialogue between the Roma and the non-Roma community.